cis woman with a penis.
Okay.
It's hot as hell.
I think you can be a cis woman with a penis. It's not the same thing as being
I agree.
Yes. Mm.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to Buta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben, and I'm here in the alternate universe where the podcast never existed, and we all sort of know each other from work, and we've ended up at the same table at work drinks. So, Lucy, what have...
Yeah, hi. I think we might have met before.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, we did.
You look familiar.
Yeah, we definitely.
We've been in the same place.
Yeah. You've been. Fuck me. You got any plans for the weekend?
Oh, not much. Yeah, I think I might have a quiet one at home. What about you?
Yeah. No, I was just going to. I had to mow the lawn, so I was going to do that. Probably.
Mowing your lawn's cool. Yeah.
Just going to watch the new Marvel.
Yeah, you're gonna see the new Marvel? I hear it's crazy. I hear the new Marvel is crazy.
That's fucking crazy. I was gonna watch the new Superman. I think he's woke now. Or he's not.
I think he's woke now because I think Henry Cavill apparently dated a teenager, and I didn't really know about this till like a week ago. Henry Cavill's no good, but the new Superman's good, but the movie's too woke.
Henry Cavill dated a teenager.
I keep seeing this online. I'm sorry, I don't want to derail this conversation that we're having.
No, let's drill into that.
Huh, isn't that interesting?
Workplace appropriate.
I thought he was woke because he played Warhammer and that made him a good person.
Because he played Warhammer and he's kind of cool and
but
like
he dated
feminist
a
or something. I keep reading it. I don't know if it's true. I'm sorry.
You keep saying this in a way where you try to put one layer of like deniability. Well, I read it, but I don't. You know what it's like these days.
I wish I didn't say this. I wish I just said, I'm looking forward to the new Marvel. The new Marvel looks crazy.
New Marvel's crazy. New Superman is woke, which I don't want to say whether I think that's bad or good. It was nuts.
I'll wait and see how you respond. Yeah. I hear the new Superman is woke.
Yeah. Perfectly neutral face. Theo. Hey, bud.
Hey,
are you
man.
Still doing your...
IT?
Music? You have a band and you play a...
No, it's actually... Yeah, sorry. I play banjo and... Okay. And also timpani when the song calls for it.
Oh, that's really... I was actually just talking to a friend about timpanis yesterday. So that's really awesome that you bring up. That's really cool, man.
Do you like any different time signatures that are different from the normal ones?
What's our favorite?
4/4.
That's so fucked up to know about time signatures, and then you go, you know what? No good.
Shut up and play the hits. You know, just do the classics. Nothing wrong with that.
The classics.
You know, sometimes you listen to something, you go, oh, you know, you go, oh, that's a bit janky. You listen to the drum parts of Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
And you go, whoa, everything else in this song I'm okay with, but how come there's a bit of a drum pattern there that's in...
Come be swinging so hard on this song, you know? Give me some 1/1.
Yes. And Andy, do I... Andrew?
That's fine, I say. And I'm like, I'm gripping the beer glass in my hand so tightly it shatters. No, that's cool. Yeah, it's call me whatever. Yeah. Ando, that's really cool now that you say it out loud. Yeah.
Yeah, Ando, you've been watching
New Marvel?
Game of Thrones?
Severance.
Dude.
Have any of you seen Severance? Oh, fuck yes.
Because
okay.
We work in an office.
Yeah, it kind of actually reminds me a bit of like...
Of The Office?
Of
the show,
place.
Like our office.
Shut
the fuck up, he's right behind you.
Yeah.
Like, literally. It's like three M-suite people behind you.
What do you guys think about Jason?
I think he's... he can
he's
be
nice,
a lot of fun.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
I've actually I worked with Jason before, but I did have to sign a non-disclosure agreement when I left that workplace. So
he's friendly.
He's
like too
I would say he's really friendly. He's is that how very, is that what you think about Jason?
We're not close, but he's very he will be very near you and you it's great to have you here, but Jason, could you maybe like but are you good friends with him?
You know those you know the little origamis he's got on his desk though? You know, like everyone loves them, but I saw him at the office printer printing out the backing paper for it.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, that's not cool.
Do you think he had authorization?
No,
for
that's
that,
not
or?
Cool at all, actually.
Are we going to use this to take him down like Al Capone got done by tax avoidance? We can get him for like misuse of the printer?
Hey, guys, I was just kind of scrolling on my phone before and I got an article here from Entertainment Tonight that I just thought you'd be interested in the headline. The headline says, Henry Cavill says his 19-year-old girlfriend is mature for her age.
No. No, not Henry Cavill.
So
Henry Cavill
no, but like,
is one
but
of the
she's,
good ones.
But she is mature for her age, though.
She's mercurial for her age.
Yeah, and he was like 33, I think the article that I just looked up on my phone said.
This article is hitting basically every bad stereotype that you can hit.
Of like male feminism?
Henry Cavill is opening up about his relationship. The 32-year-old actor, who has been seeing 19-year-old college student Tara King, says in a new interview that despite their age difference, they still find plenty to talk about.
No, you don't.
Oh.
No, quote, you don't.
People say age is just a number. It's actually real and a true sign of someone's maturity, he says. But in this case, she's fantastic. While he's completely comfortable in the relationship, Cavill admits that he understands the, quote, natural reaction to the couple's age difference, adding that he's dated older women before. Quote, when I was 19, I was going out with a 32-year-old.
Well, all right. You've made it psychological now.
Yeah, yep. That doesn't sound great. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm trying to name one thing I would talk about with a 19-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah. Do you reckon he could lift me above his head?
Henry Cavill or a 19-year-old boyfriend?
My 19-year-old boyfriend?
My answer is
I mean the girlfriend. No.
You could easily eat up like a lot of time talking through your like 2,000-point Ultramarines army. Mm-hmm. So being like, well, these are these guys. They've got heavy bolters. These guys have got...
What would be our point in common, though, if I was dating a 19-year-old guy? It's like, what's our cultural... Maybe he watches Severance. He probably doesn't watch Severance, does he?
Maybe you're both into stuff from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, true. Yeah, have that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, you seen Biker Mice from Mars?
Yeah, Biker Mice from Mars is actually dope. You're going to love it.
Jesus.
Oh, hey, Space Marines. Some of the named characters of that universe have crazy names. We talk about crazy names in a segment.
You
we
do
call...
have to have a name to have a crazy name. That's true.
Yeah. Well, the unnamed characters don't have crazy names.
Yeah.
I mean, they might, but we don't know what they are.
Might be jealous of the characters.
I believe that they all
names.
Do.
Yeah.
I think every single one of them does.
I
We're just
by
waiting
the
to
year
find them out.
40,000, everyone's name would be kind of crazy to us.
Yeah. Be kind of nuts.
Yeah. And grim. Very grim and dark as well, but and with dark. A little chuckle, a dark chuckle in that classic English sense of irony.
What if their name is like Winston Smith or Lenina? Wouldn't that be crazy?
What do you know about Warhammer, Lucy?
Lucy?
No, I'm talking about a future where everyone's name is crazy.
Ah. Yeah. They're probably called all like Borp 5000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't know. It's time for American Hall of Fame.
It's the Great American Hall of Fame.
This is taken from a list of Confederate infantry soldiers from the state of Kentucky who fought in the Civil War. The War of Northern... Here we go. Going to start off real easy. Nothing too crazy about these ones. They just sort of phonetically, they've tickled me. TB Fishback.
I always have to picture every name as being one of those like British, what your ancestors did. Fishbacks. Oh.
CD Handy.
I'm on the CD Handy diet.
MC Skelly.
Yes.
Ooh.
J.H. Suggs. It is S-U-G-G-S.
Suggs. Oh, I'm familiar with the Suggs.
Cool name.
A.A. Nesselhort.
Nesselhort?
My Nesselhort.
Yeah. Oh, my Nesselhort.
Hey, my Nesselhort.
BQ Cockery.
What's the Q stand for?
What could the... who knows? Basil Quinton Cockery. Yeah. Mm. Frank Bemis.
That's nice.
John Bumpus.
It's like an old-timey name for a penis.
Yeah. Well, just get your John Bumpus out and I'll have a look at it.
The old John Bumpus. Oh,
it's about to fall off.
I showed her my John Bumpus.
Archibald Scalf.
Making stuff up, these guys.
Fields Skeggs. Yes.
That's evocative.
Tundi Batto.
That's a fucking Star Wars episode. Star Wars name.
Yeah, in the cantina, hanging out the back.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to buy that spare part from Tundi Batto.
Fisk Sweezy. Swan Tupperman.
Beautiful. I didn't get the first name Swan. That's great.
That's
Swan
nice, with two actually. Ends as well. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's elegant. I can't help but imagine him as a somewhat elegant man with a name
that's
like that.
That's actually the name of my 19-year-old boyfriend.
Swan Tupman.
Swan, can you just take your headphones off for 1 second? Swan, I'm just talking to Swan.
Swan.
Sorry, I made dinner. You can have your iPad. It's like, I just want you to try it.
Swanny, no, darling.
I do have some nuggets for you in case you don't like it, but just...
Dino. Yep, dino nuggets, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Just have to try.
Two bites.
Two bites. Or we're not having sex.
Oh, Swan.
Cell Tood. That is spelled C-E-double-L, mm-hmm. Like cell.
Cell, okay.
Yeah, like the parts like of the body or from Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Tood, T-double-O-D.
See, phonetically, it sounds like what they were trying to do with Poochie the dog on The Simpsons.
Correct. Right? Mm. Yes. Mm. Cornelius Francisco.
Yes. Oh,
what a
mess. You're not meant to be Mama in the army, mia. Brother. You should be exploring.
Hey, stop fighting to keep slavery legal. Yep. And start inventing a hot air balloon.
Yes. Yes. Try to do a hot air balloon race for once in your life.
Yes. Around the world in 6 months. You can do it, Cornelius Francisco.
You should be doing something more whimsical than trying to keep slavery alive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all
not I'm a saying. Lot of whimsy in that.
No.
Gustavius Riggs.
Gustavius, how did he end? Yeah. Is this the Confederate Army? Did
this
you
is
say?
The Confederate Army.
This
yeah,
is, from this is the 40K name.
There. Yeah. Wow.
Hyrenius Jet.
Okay, another Star Wars name there. Yeah. But Hyrenius Jet.
Wonder. Alpheus Bascom.
Alpheus?
Alpheus.
Can you spell that for me, please?
A-L-P-H-E-U-S.
Oh, P-H.
Alpheus. Yeah, I was nice, picturing actually. An F too, but because, you know, I think about the alien a lot. he was really trying to fuck Willie Tanner's wife.
There was just a straight-up ALF in this list as well, like just ALF. Okay. No longer name attached to it. Mm-hmm. I read the names of 16,000 Confederate soldiers today. What did you do? Flavius Gentry.
Beautiful.
And you know what's good is that we can laugh at all these names because they were fighting for slavery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Timoleon Pitts.
Timoleon.
Yeah. It's like simoleon, but with a T.
Yeah.
St. Clair Smoot.
No.
Sick porno name. That's beautiful. That's give that disgusting. To a woman immediately.
Tilgman Clard.
God, that's an ugly sequence of syllables,
it
right is. There.
It's kind of the opposite of a cellar door.
Yeah, they're all just clanging up against each other. Yeah.
It sounds like it's falling down a set of stairs.
Tilgman Clarg.
Clard. C-L-A-R-D. Clard.
Clard.
Tilgman Clard.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's my Clard.
Well, what about this one? Pleasant Spurlock.
Again, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, get out of there.
You don't want to get killed by a guy trying to keep slavery going and his name is Pleasant.
Need your feet up on a pile of books, smoking a little pipe.
Oh mm-hmm. my goodness, yes.
A really long, curly pipe, maybe.
Yes.
What about Josiah Stufflebean? out of
how
the Confederate
could he
Army.
Possibly receive the last name Stufflebean.
Well,
like,
your father
is your
was
job?
A Stufflebean, maybe.
What job did they have?
Get out of the Confederate Army and back to being a side character on The Bear in the Big Blue House. Okay.
Mm. Nice Bear in the Big Blue House reference. I like that.
I love that guy.
Me too.
Love any Jim Henson Workshop characters. They're just out there living life, you know? Singing to the moon, smiling at me.
I mean, a lot of the time they're not out there living life because they are puppets.
I think the bear in the Big Blue House was a man in a bear suit.
Yeah.
I liked
they
he's
had
pretty
the,
large.
Well, yeah, like
he was that way.
He was Big Bird style. You know how Big Bird has a guy inside doing the head and the mouth and one of the arms, but one of the arms is just always kind of tucked against his torso?
Yeah. No.
Because he's doing the Pledge of Allegiance the whole time that he's in there.
Haven't
thought
about it that
much.
Same
kind of rig for Bear in the Big Blue House, but because he's a bear and he's kind of round, he was just kind of resting his hand on his tummy. It looked a bit more natural than Big Bird.
Kids should be watching that.
They were going to send Big Bird up on a rocket? How's he going to flip the levers and
dials?
Well,
he was going to be inside the shuttle. It's not on the rocket, but yeah.
They're going to strap him to the outside.
You know what I meant.
Ransom Goad. Frank Funk.
Yes.
You can't fucking be fighting for slavery called Frank Funk. Frank Funk.
We need to protect our very insufficient version of funk.
They had Confederate funk.
Confederate proto funk.
Yeah, and it was really bad.
Those
really
bass
lines.
Jesus.
Just twanging one string, banging on a tin
banjo.
Can.
Carp King.
Yeah. Okay.
John Gunt.
The fattest man in the Confederate Army.
John Penix. That is P-E-N-I-X.
God. That's it's like a parody name that you would have in a parody of an 80s action movie, you know? Yeah. Who am I thinking of? Who was you got Simon Phoenix in Demolition Man.
Correct, yes.
Yep.
Isn't one of the characters in Gears of War Phoenix or something?
Phoenix.
Never played any of those games. They look bad.
I wonder how many tens of thousands of times that man would have had to be called John Penis before he goes, you know what?
It's Phoenix with an X. German Baker.
Ooh, yes, please. Pretzel, thank you.
Stussel? Pretzel, bitte. Christian Hoover.
Okay.
Waiting for marriage.
Urban Dickens.
Yeah.
What would that have sounded like? Nimrod Chamberlain.
Fuck. God damn.
Nimrod.
Oh, my major domo is such
again?
A nerd. He's a Nimrod Chamberlain. Paris Bowling. It is spelt bowling like the sport.
I can't picture bowling in Paris. Do you think they have bowling?
No. If they do, it's like fucked up.
It's like cigarette bowling or something.
It's like they're doing the like the narrow pin bowling that's only played in like one state in America, but there's only three of them.
Yeah. I don't think the French have that joie de vivre.
It's played bowling with bocce balls.
God, I'm looking at thebump.com, bit of advice about baby names. Apparently, Nimrod, not that high in the US popularity index of baby names. Nimrod is a boy's name, can be traced back to one of the kings of the Hebrew Bible. Nimrod was known for his ferocity and forging his own path, a path that led him to commission the construction of the Tower of Babel. While you might hope for a slightly tamer future for your baby, Nimrod could still serve as an inspiration to remain tenacious and steadfast in your beliefs. This name can also be clipped into snappy nicknames like Nim and Rod.
And Imro.
Yeah. My 19-year-old boyfriend was named after the Green Day album.
Their second best album, I think we can all agree.
Yeah. He's never heard it.
Yeah. What do you think's the first?
I don't know what that is.
We'll all say it at the same time. We know what their best album is. Nimrod. Dookie. You guys fucking serious?
No idea.
Nimrod's my favorite.
Lucy, you'd say Warning, wouldn't you? I'm sick of your shit.
Maybe I would.
Yeah.
Maybe I would.
What about Green Cumbie?
Huh?
Which I think is actually where Gumby gets.
I was going to say, the guy that's friends with Pokey and Goo.
Was that on the list of green semen colors?
I hope not.
I just remember tuberculosis. Green Cumbie?
Green Cumbie.
Little claymation detective sweeping a hotel room and coming up positive for Green Cumbie.
Squire Bush.
Yes. That's nice.
Yeah. Guy that helps me before I do my joust doesn't shave. Wood grew.
Sure did.
Spelt.
I sure hope it did.
W-O-O-D
yep.
Space G-R-E-W. That is just the way that you would think. Yeah. Yep. And of course, the penultimate name on the list, Fielding Cox.
Yes.
Saturday night. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, yes.
And finally, usually I like to end this one with the dick joke ones, but this actually tickled me a little bit more. And this is kind of a two-parter because there's a reveal.
And I know you love to be tickled by a dick. So
that is true.
This must be special.
Polk LeFoon. Now, Polk? Does that sound familiar at all to you guys?
Like James K? Or no?
Sorry, did you say Polk at the start?
Wait, do you actually know who that person is, Lucy?
James K. Polk?
LeFoon?
Yes. No.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
Is his name, is LeFoon part of his name?
His full name is James K. Polk LeFoon.
I did not know
Why
that
do you
about
know that?
James K. Polk. Why do I know the names of US presidents? Because I watched
he was president?
Every single day.
It's on the list of things that Lucy knows.
I thought he was
we
just
found
one
that
of
out
the...
in like a couple of episodes ago.
No, he's one of the fairly early presidents.
Oh, my God. So, no,
there's
this
nothing,
name was
there's
familiar.
There's nothing about a LeFoon on his Wikipedia page. Are you thinking of
a different
Knox Polk LeFoon?
Oh, no, but I think they might be related. Okay, so the thing is, we
LeFoon.
Have had the name Polk LeFoon on a Great American Hall of Names before because we mentioned the one who was a state representative for Kentucky.
Yes.
Which is, for me, the first time that I have ever had the same name come up from two different lists that I've looked at.
Oh, and same lists. Person, do you
it's
think?
It's the same person. It's not a relative of his. This is the one
I'm related.
That fought in the Civil War, which is fucking crazy. I didn't realize that
I guess a lot of people James were called Polk. James K. Polk at the time.
But this one went by his second middle name and his surname. He went by Polk LeFoon. Yeah, dog shit signature if the one that he's got in his Wikipedia is real. Looks like it says Pork LeFoon.
Not related to the president, it seems like.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a common name.
There's no way that's true. Who fucking knows? Hey. Oh, God, I have no idea how to do this segue. The Civil War. You can tell the difference between the two different parties that were fighting by the color of their uniforms. Gray for the Confederates and blue, I believe, for the Union soldiers. But it would be impossible to tell whether or not they were fighting for slavery if they were a naked guy. It's time for Naked Guy. This comes to us from KOCO in Oklahoma.
The Coco.
Edmund family panicked and confused after naked man walks into home, then jumps into pond.
Hey, what's up? You using that pond?
Y'all mind if I dip?
It's hot out.
It is hot out. I don't know if you guys have been seeing a lot of news about what's happening in America, but they've been in a heat dome. And it's also been raining like
summer
crazy.
Summer over there.
It's flooding all over the place.
It's not winter over there at all. It's crazy.
Yeah. But on the upside, that famous guy that they thought was a pedophile, turns out, didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
Forecast for Oklahoma this week. Thursday, they got a high of 36. Mm. Friday, high of 37.
Yeah.
Let this so man
that's
dip in
hot.
Your pond.
Oh, it's okay.
Let him have
humidity,
a
swim. 45%.
Lucy, you're gonna have to change your standards real soon for when you come into that sweet, beautiful Brisbane summer.
I'm just not going to think about it.
Yeah, no, you'll be fine. An Edmund family felt panicked and confused after an intoxicated man walked into their home on Monday while naked. Police said the man walked into the home unannounced before taking a dip inside a nearby pond. The homeowners told Coco 5 that it was a scary situation.
Yeah, I was worried he was too hot, you know?
Yeah.
I think how panicked you'd be on a naked guy coming into your house depends on how hot he is, for sure.
And yeah, if he's an uggo, you're like, oh, no.
Scary. If Jack Reacher comes in naked, you're probably still pretty confused.
Yeah, but you're like, honey, look away. His thick dick is out.
That's not normal. That is not normal, okay? It's no one else. It's just him. Only
just
he
him.
Has that, and it's not right. It's a medical problem.
Yeah.
It actually makes his life worse.
Where's the bend? Where's the bend in it?
I think he's been exposed to gamma radiation. That's the only reason it could be that big. Everyone stay back and close your eyes. It can get into your eyes, the gamma radiation.
Yeah. I'm just going to say his hands don't look very dexterous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. His hands don't look...
Like, how would he, you know, when you need someone to put the screw back in your glasses? He's not doing that for you.
Honey, Nimrod, honey. Yours is completely, yours is perfect. Yours is perfect.
And you'll learn with the hands and tongue and stuff.
Yeah, you know how sometimes we get locked out and we can get one of the windows open a little bit and I kind of slither in, like to get in and open the door from the inside.
I tombs my way into the house.
He couldn't do that. He couldn't do that at all. He'd get stuck on just his traps before any of the rest of them got in.
It's not tombsing anywhere.
It's not natural.
I know I talk about the girth master a lot, but I had an Instagram clip come up in my stories the other day where he was doing one of those podcast interviews that it's basically all Instagram is apparently.
Oh, it was a podcast you were watching him on, was it?
Well, it was a clip of a podcast of him,
I was
going to
say,
like,
the girth master has literally never come up in my social media feed.
Never.
Well,
it's
because I follow
stuff.
The girth master because while he still lived in Brisbane, I was going to try and get him to come to the live show, but then he fucking moved to LA. I was going to slide into the girth master's DMs and it was going to be really cool.
Just be like, a free ticket to the Bunta Vista live show?
Yeah, all you have to do is like introduce us onto the stage. You just have you say,
that would have been so
please
funny.
Welcome to the stage, the Bunta Vista podcast.
Yeah. You
I would have
leave.
Given you
take your check.
$500.
Yeah. By the
because
way,
I am
the girth master and I have a penis like a Monster Energy white.
Well, no,
can.
I wouldn't. You can't. Yeah. You don't get him to say who it was and we don't mention who he is because then there'll be like 20 people in the audience, then you have a whisper network going, that was the fucking, was that the Girthmaster?
Girthmaster.
I'm pretty sure that was the Girthmaster. Or I saw a clip when he was like, yeah, never actually had my dick sucked properly. Because his penis is too big. Yep. So it is a problem for him. You don't want that.
Oh, that's actually very sad.
Isn't that sad?
It's like sucking off the Sydney Harbour Bridge. When you get to one end, you got to start at the other all again.
Okay.
Yeah, what? I guess.
Yeah.
We need to get him in touch with that lady who was doing those food videos where she was unhinging her fucking face. Remember that lady?
The jaw lady?
No. Yeah, she was doing those.
Also, you know about the jaw lady, but you don't follow the Girthmaster.
She was doing those videos for like, for a publication, it didn't even make sense. It was like Financial Times or some shit. She's doing food videos. And then getting Guinness World Record measured as having like the biggest mouth gape. And it's really uncool to look at.
I'm so behind. I just learned about the Octomom.
There's going to be a lot of like Jimmy Fallon monologues that you are going to absolutely fucking love. They're going to crush with you.
Oh, look, I put a picture
Trump fires him first.
I hate looking at her. I hate looking at her. I hate looking at her face. It's not right. She looks like a...
I don't need to see her. I remember her.
She looks like a practical effect from an 80s Paul Verhoeven movie.
Yeah, that's horrible. But...
But get her together with the Girthmaster.
Well, only if they have a spark. We're not going to force two people to have
obviously, if she's into it, you know, and into penises.
Sorry to sound stupid, but like obviously he's girthy. His name is the Girthmaster. But is it not also long?
It's also quite long. So there's still the practical consideration.
Because her mouth is wide.
I think
his biggest
obstacle is the width.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
The girth, I guess you could say.
It's pretty big as penises go.
Come
Forgive
on the show
my ignorance.
If you're listening to this. if you're listening to a bonus episode of the podcast, fly back to Brisbane. We'd love to hang out with you, bro.
If you're a patron of Punta Vista, write into mailbag@puntavista.com and just say, yes, I am.
He bought his mum a house with his OnlyFans money.
Dick money.
Imagine your son buying you a house with his thick dick money.
And you'd have to... But she's known his whole
life.
My
son's girth dollars.
She knows
that... Yeah, that's true.
But
how does she know? I don't think you know your son's girth when. I don't
you
think
know
the girth
that
is evident.
Up.
She's known since he was a baby because of how motherhood works.
I don't think it's obvious on the baby's dick.
I think it is. I think you know early.
You would have been seeing him as. You would know. You would fucking know.
There are indicators.
Yes.
There are markers.
What?
There are
signs.
I disagree. I think. No.
There's no way that would slip under the radar that she would have never have noticed.
Do you think that like it goes from one size to a like obviously
I think
it grows,
90%
but you
think of
men
are growers
like a,
I think showers are a rarity.
It goes,
it's I don't think he has the same size flaccid penis as everybody else. I don't think it like
I think he does. I
no.
think if we're gonna go
kind of
on
have you
we're gonna
seen,
go by
Lucy?
The numbers I've
here?
Seen more penises than any of you. So
I doubt that's true.
Interesting.
But it's contentious.
Look, all I'll say is she has to have known why else would she have named him Girthmaster?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That'd be a weird name.
Why else would you put that on his
otherwise.
Birth certificate? Why else would you take him to his christening and get the priest to say,
this is my son.
To Mr. and Mrs. to Mr. and Mrs. Master, a son.
I saw another clip of one of his podcast appearances because I follow him on Instagram.
Yep.
Where he was saying that he found out that he had a large penis because of like a shared shower situation at a school camp where a bunch of the other kids were like, whoa, you have a huge penis. And he was like,
everyone get in there.
Literally, that's what he said, that they were like yelling to the other kids outside of the showers, get in here, check out this guy's massive penis, which means that if his parents did know, they never told him.
I mean, I guess it's not really a normal conversation.
You don't want to tell your kid he's smart.
You never tell your kid they've got a high IQ.
Right, because no, it's just going to be, they're not going to try.
It's going to make them learn
like
when they're adults.
Being adopted.
They'd never learn how to finger if they knew they had a huge
penis.
That's
right. You're not going to tell your kid, look, you got a big dick. Everything's made
not
for you. The world is laid out for you.
Not everybody's got a big dick. Yeah. So you should learn to finger.
Yes, learn to finger just as a fundamental. Get fingering down and then coast on your enormous penis.
It's actually easy.
Or let them coast on it. Yo. Quote. Something out of a wacky...
When did you guys learn what size your penises were? Contextually.
I've never found out, so I think it's probably somewhere.
You want me to come over and tell you?
Middle.
Yeah, no. We can offer an informed opinion.
I don't think any man truly knows. Because it's like how many...
I think the girthmaster knows.
I think men who have had relationships with other men know.
Yes, but men who haven't had other relationships with men have just compared their own dicks to porn.
Can a straight man know the size of his penis?
Can, if a straight man has never had sex with another man, tree falls in the woods, can he know the size of his own penis?
You've got no fucking idea. So. Straight men. Men who have never had an odd experience when they were 16 or 17.
What do you know, straight man?
The people that you have sex with give you an indication. I'll say that.
Yeah, but that could be insincere. Yeah, no, and
it could be insincere.
Yeah.
In what? See,
you can't be like, oh, no, I love your dick, like, it's so small.
But no one's also going to be like, wow, that's the most average sized penis I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's just not going to come up, is it?
No.
That's my point. Take it as read. I just think it wouldn't come up at all.
Yeah.
You'd go, up, here's a penis.
Well, mine does when things feel nice or I'm excited.
Wink.
I would say if no one ever comments on the size of your penis, it's probably standard.
It's not great.
But if no one ever comments on it, doesn't that also potentially mean it's quite small? Because
they're telling you, oh, look at that monster.
Oh, you reckon they have to lean the other way to try and make you feel better because they can sense your insecurity.
Oh, it's definitely thicker than usual.
Mm. I can feel this.
I'm going to feel that.
Not longer, but thicker maybe.
Wow, what a fun shape that one is.
Interesting.
The circumference is exponentially bigger. The area. No,
it's
the
just
area.
No, it's not bad. It's just interesting. The radius is...
Well, your penis has a lot of character.
Oh, wow. Imagine being told you have an interesting penis. Well, that's quite curious. What a curious penis you have.
What a curious penis you have, Nimrod.
Incident of the penis of the night. Quote, something out of a wacky, surreal Hunter S. Thompson movie or something.
Yeah.
Now, what's Hunter S. Thompson famous for?
Thompson movie.
Sorry, I had to just remember what we were speaking about.
It's the nude man. We're talking about when the girthmaster walks into your house.
Yeah. Are they talking about like this is something crazy? Like maybe if you were on freaking drugs?
If you're on freaking drugs.
You might see this?
I think they're talking about this is like something from the Rum Diaries. Whoa, it's like the Rum Diaries in here. It's sort of a fever dream now that you think about it, Blake Overstreet said. Could have been extremely bad for everybody involved. Luckily, my wife and daughter were fast acting.
What did they do?
Your wife and daughter?
Your wife and daughter dealt with the nude guy?
Let him handle it. Overstreet told Coco5 that his wife was in the kitchen when the naked man showed up unannounced on their back patio and walked inside. All of this unfolded while the Overstreet's 6-year-old daughter watched. Quote, made us all feel a little uncomfortable, Overstreet said. It was extremely scary to have something extremely scary for my daughter to be a part of it.
Yes.
Hmm.
The homeowners asked the man to leave and he complied. That was quick thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind?
Would you mind fucking off?
Yeah.
I think we're going to hit the hay.
Beat.
Well, probably the time to for us to, we got a big day tomorrow.
And there's a pond out
there.
I've
had enough of this pond.
Yeah.
Time to be hitting the old dusty trail.
Yeah. Time for you to dip.
I think I've got like multiple other news stories with a Blake Overstreet from Oklahoma in them.
Mm.
He looks how you would expect. Would you believe that in 2010, Blake Overstreet won a trip to Australia from Oprah Winfrey?
Oh!
That's a pretty unique name. Is this the same man?
I think it is. He's also got some songs. He's got some songs on broadjam.com.
He came here and it sent him crazy.
He got that tropical fever from Australia?
Subtropical, depending on where he went, I guess, but yeah.
There's a story from the Oklahoman. Oklahoma City residents Sharon Rose and Blake Overstreet had no idea what they were in for when they found out they were invited to be part of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Rose and Overstreet, her son, were two of about 300 people in the audience. Then Oprah started going apeshit and said, "We're going to Australia!" Winfrey shouted over deafening cheers from the studio audience. "You and you and you and you are going to Australia!" Behind her, John Travolta, clad in a pilot uniform, emerged from a fake jet.
What the fuck? What?
Confetti rained on the uproarious audience, which waved tiny Australian flags while crying and hugging each other in disbelief.
No wonder this guy's gone crazy.
Do you think this was from the trip where the Oprah VB photo comes from?
Oh, yeah.
It's very possible.
I wonder.
And also, he has a profile. He has a profile on LinkedIn. Blake Overstreet, president of Overstreet Entertainment and resident DJ for University of Oklahoma Sooners men basketball.
Oh, that rules. Can you imagine the needle drops? Someone gets a three-pointer. Blake Overstreet on the decks.
What's he playing?
Oh, I think it's going to be mostly...
Sorry. So there is a song... available. Ben, maybe you could close out the episode with the song Hola.
I usually choose something good.
By Blake O.
He's got his own songs.
Yep. And there's so it says story behind the song, and it simply says Blake O likes Latinas.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Song description. Jaunty Latin flavored beat with vocals by Blake O depict how stunned he is by the subject of beauty, and he wants to get with her.
Are we absolutely certain there's just one Blake Overstreet in
and this
Oklahoma?
Is the nude guy?
So the photo, the artist photo for Blake O here is the same photo of the same guy with the same tattoos from the article about being sent to Australia by Oprah.
So we're down to it. We're down to a maximum of two Blake Overstreet.
I'm pinning Blake Overstreet
clearly
board.
The same Blake from Blake from Overstreet Entertainment in Oklahoma. I think it's the same. A story from the Oklahoma Gazette. Oklahoma's Blake O, not just another white rapper.
Okay. So he was on Molly and in someone's yard in the pond.
Right? He's not the naked guy. That's
someone came into his yard.
Oh, he's the homeowner. Oh, I thought this was the naked guy the whole time.
I thought we were putting him on blast for trying some creative things.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, this changes everything.
I think it's him. I'm choosing to believe that it's him. All the tattoos are the same.
So who's the nude guy then?
It's just some guy.
That important.
All right. Okay.
That's just Oklahoma stuff.
We got a lead on the nude guy?
No. Name the nude man.
As to the nude man, other than his mugshot. Police said after leaving the home, the man jumped into a neighborhood pond where he was later arrested. So he was arrested in the pond.
That's got to be rough.
All right, Ben. I believe I've done it here. I am looking at the profile of Blake Overstreet from Oklahoma, musician on Facebook, former DJ / halftime entertainment at University of Oklahoma from 2016 to 2019. I am looking at his photos. It is the same guy. At the top of his Facebook page, it says, "It does not matter where you live. Lock your shit. Wouldn't want this for anyone." The next post is him saying, "From yesterday at 10:55, might see me on the news tonight," with a clip about somebody stumbling naked into his house.
Oh, I think this is fake. It's a false flag. It's a false flag operation.
Can
or his DJ career.
I'm also looking at this man's Facebook page, and I've found something quite surprising as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have one mutual friend with him.
Who, man?
A random, weird Twitter guy that I added on Facebook probably, 10 years ago when you made friends on Twitter.
Do you think he just happens to know this guy?
I think he probably knows Blake Overstreet. Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
Man, this guy was fucking hilarious on Weird Twitter, though. He was crazy. Wow. The posts were insane. They were so random.
See the guy that sucked nuts. His own dick?
No, I don't think I have him on Facebook.
Hey, can we do a quick, looks like menu's back on the menu?
Yeah,
maybe. What menu
are we in the middle about? Of this story.
Sell me on it.
How does it relate to this
story?
It's
30 seconds long. Did you guys see that Tesla opened a diner in LA?
Oh, the Epic Bacon Diner?
You don't have to say the Epic Bacon.
You don't want to say the Epic Bacon Diner?
Like, that's all fine. Look, there's one stupid thing on the menu. All the rest of it's worthless. I just want to give you a quick, what do we call them? Things on Blue Sky these days.
Bleats.
Skeet? Bleat.
Bleats. Bleats.
Quote, a photographer on scene tells me of the $13 hot dog at the newly opened Tesla Diner in Los Angeles that it's the driest, most flavorless wiener I have had the displeasure of putting in my mouth. Another, quote, a robot scoops popcorn into buckets and at least 50% of the volume of the scoop falls out.
Don't have a popcorn robot.
No.
Well, that's wonderful.
He should kill himself.
Dismal.
I quite seriously cannot wait to punch a robot in the head. Like, it's all I'm waiting for. It's all I'm looking forward to at the moment. It's like, as soon as there's a robot serving me popcorn at the movies, I'm going to beat the shit out of it.
What are we going to call them? What's the slur for them?
Bucket of bolts. Like, anything else? They'll be better.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on this for sure.
Mm. Lucy, you could start keeping, like, you know, the retractable police batons?
Yes.
Mm. You could be carrying one of those in your bag at all times.
Maybe like taser or something. I don't know.
Well, I think it'd be really satisfying, though, to go to get your popcorn and the robot turns to you and goes, how can I help you? And drops half your popcorn to just pull it out. Whoosh, yeah. Bang! Bang! You're just immediately laying in. And like they
like
can't
swatting
charge
them
with
a
crime.
Newspaper. No, they can. They can. I've worked it out. So the Supreme Court's going to say that because the tech companies say that this is AGI, the robots are actually sentient
beings.
They're going to put us in jail.
They're going to charge us with assault for beating to death.
They're
going to
animatrix us.
Yeah.
Except we're going to go the opposite way. We're not going to do the good animatrix where we kill them all and we blacken the skies to take them out. We're going to bicentennial man them for the worse.
I have seen so few movies.
You haven't seen the fucking animatrix? It came in the goddamn, you could get the box set.
I didn't
Ninja
have the box
Scroll,
set.
Akira, the animatrix, another thing.
I think I must have procured them individually. Ghost in the Shell, Ninja Scroll.
Actually, no, sorry. The animatrix Akira. Was separate. There was a box set that was just Akira, Ninja Scroll, and Ghost in the Shell.
I think I had three movie DVD box sets.
Yeah, you could buy three movies and it was only like $35.
But the third one was always terrible. I remember I had one that was Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and The Wedding Crashers. The third one was always shit.
They had to sneak
that
one in.
There's no way to put three good movies together.
Mm. I mean, as far as pretty hard to go past Akira, Ninja Scroll,
Before Sunrise,
Ghost in the Shell,
Before Sunset.
Yeah, and then a third one that doesn't make you feel like a huge downer.
Alien.
Aliens. Kind of fun. Yeah, Aliens.
Aliens.
Before Sunrise, Before Sunset,
Aliens box set.
Yeah.
That was the only good one.
Yeah, we're fucking talking. That's a great night out.
Alien. Aliens. Spawn.
Oh, man. You could get a double DVD that was The Crow and Spawn. That's like $10.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. And what a time.
You could put together the Leguizamo collection. You got Spawn, The Pest, Romeo and Juliet.
Judge Dredd, 1985.
You got The Pest three times.
Judge Dredd.
It's Rob Schneider.
Yep.
Sorry.
Probably one of his best movie roles, actually.
I can't believe you do Leguiz like this.
We call him Johnny Legs, I think, in the biz.
Chef.
Is that a movie that he's in?
Yeah.
That's the one by, what's his name?
John Favreau.
Guy from Obama's administration?
Johnny Favs. He's using his calling in all his Iron Man favors to make just a nice movie with his friends.
There was a time in my dad's life that I think lasted probably like 10 years where the only movies he watched were if you could get them at the reject shop in like a 10 movie collection for $4 that was like 10 classic westerns.
Fuck, yeah. That's so good. And like, imagine only having seen those movies.
And like one you would recognize and the other nine, just absolute dog shit.
Mm. I feel like for a person my age, the equivalent of that is having got like videotapes or DVDs at some point of all of the cartoons that had gone into public domain, like Fleischer Superman cartoons.
They
and
never
shit,
had. Know? They were never actually in the public domain. There were just a shitload of companies that would just put these tapes out and be like, meh.
Hopefully nobody does anything.
Yeah. Like the Fleischer stuff is still not in the public domain now. People just print these videotapes and be like, well, there's probably no consequences. And there never was. Quote, "The idea of somebody hurting my family or something so random reminds me that you have to be extremely vigilant in your quickness," Overstreet said.
This so really sounds like true. The same dude, especially considering
that
his
same dude.
His own comment on post, like he posted the video of this news story, and then his own comment was, "Reminder to always stay strapped."
I mean,
that's
you know what?
So cool. Hey, I know this man was nude, and that's honestly a bit scary, but
yes.
What if I'd been able to kill him?
Yeah, there is kind of something about a nude man that you know for certain, by and large.
Yes,
is
as
that
far
unless
as
he has
whether he's I mean he could be doing the could have been John McClane.
Could have been keistering a Derringer, you know?
Could have been. I mean, yeah, could be taped to his back. He could be sort of clenching his butt cheeks to perfectly hold a deagle.
Yeah, was he waddling when he came in? Because that's a sign. It's a sign to be worried.
But right now, I'm just picturing the ending to Observe and Report.
Yeah. Just air-holing a completely
blam,
nude
blam, blam.
Man.
Yeah. Could I close this episode out with an impromptu stuff we should chat about?
Are you going to play
the song? Please.
I think it's time for some stuff we should chat about.
Here comes some stuff we should chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Boom to a list of stuff to chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Here comes some more stuff to chat about. We're chatting about stuff. Yeah, baby.
Okay, so you guys are familiar with the concept of like the Lime scooter, the Neuron scooter, mm-hmm. the Beam scooter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So rental
scooters
you
a service.
Lime,
Lime ones here in Brisbane.
I think we have Lime and Neuron. I think Beam maybe folded at some point. I mostly only see Lime actually.
In Hobart for a long time, they had Neuron and Beam, which was purple like and orange, which is just a horrible combination.
Yeah, we had a lot of that around. I think the Beam ones were maybe also subsidized by the council in some way. There was something going on there. But like,
oh, it's Neuron in Canberra.
The basic idea, there are scooters and they're everywhere. And they're on the footpath out the front of your house, and you get on the app, and then you get on the scooter, and you take the scooter, and you dump it wherever the fuck you like.
Yeah, you
throw
it
into the river.
Throw it in the river. Yeah, you keep going with your day. Okay, are you guys familiar with the idea of curbside hard rubbish collection?
Yeah.
So periodically, once or twice a year, your suburb is designated. The city council rolls through. If you've got rubbish on your curb, they take it to the tip for you. You don't have to go to the tip. Great for people that don't own a car.
Yes.
Whatever.
Once a year, you can just put some shit out on your lawn and they'll take, or other people will take it.
Facebook
to their
marketplace
houses.
Flippers will take it before the council gets to it, but then the council will clean up the dregs. So the way curbside works is you put the stuff on the curb, and because it's not inside a house or not inside anyone's fences, or it's not like on the lawn, it's on the curb. You can know from looking at it that this is abandoned property, right? So everyone knows it's fair game. The council will take it, but also other people can sort of rummage through it and get whatever they want. The way the hire scooters work is you leave them fucking anywhere and then someone can come up to them with an app and get it. But they don't have to be on private property. They don't have to be in designated spaces. They can just be fucking anywhere. What legal carve-out is there that distinguishes these two types of abandoned object? If I had a Lime scooter sitting in amongst my curbside rubbish.
Oh,
what legal distinction is being made?
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Like, because you're not supposed to just pick these things up and like grind them apart for scrap metal, right?
No, because they presumably have a very expensive battery inside them.
Oh, yeah, you want to get to the battery too to take that.
Right.
As well.
But you can't just do that. Even though it's just been abandoned fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Probably the middle of the footpath in a way that stops people with like prams and wheelchairs from using the footpath because mm-hmm. that's what mm-hmm. people do. But as far as I know, we haven't made new legislation to be like, hey, there's a type of object, the hire scooter that's or the sacred? Hire bike, that is sacred. Yeah. No matter where it's it is, item. It's allowed yeah. to occupy any space anywhere. And you can't just, what makes it a special kind of sacred, untouchable object that's not just the same as putting like an office chair out on the curb.
Ooh.
I think it's capitalism.
I think it's capital, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably kind of like paid a whole... They're like, hey, you know how building buses is boring? Well, give us the same amount of money... To just fucking dump scooters everywhere through your city, and you don't have to plan for it. Actually, you don't
hate
have to
this shit. I know it's better than cars, but I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate having to like move off the footpath so some fucking teenagers on a scooter can get past me.
They're trying to kill my dog.
Yeah,
everyone on these fucking scooters is trying to kill my dog.
Nimrod, you almost hit me. Slow down.
Nimrod,
come
please.
Back, Nimrod. Nimrod,
can you get a Nimrod? Can you please just get a payment plan? Get a BYD Dolphin, please.
Nimrod in a BYD Dolphin 6? God, you'd look so good in the driver's seat of a BYD Dolphin 6.
Oh my God, yes.
I obviously we should be moving away from cars. 100% true. Perfectly support that. In all ways. Good to have end of trip transport that gets people from like the terminus of their public transport journey to
yes.
their homes.
Yep. Yeah, great. All Love about that.
It. We also don't all have to own an electric scooter for the amount that we'd be using it because that is so fucking wasteful. Having it as a shared resource definitely
Maybe
makes sense.
Maybe it could be perhaps be privatized in a way that you can't just throw it on the footpath.
Yeah.
Would be cool, maybe.
Like the before they did all the fucking scooter shit, Brisbane had hire bikes that you just tap your thing on the app.
Lipton iced tea.
It was all in a rack and it would release it from the rack and you ride it to the other cycle station and you put it back in the rack. And
why do these things have any fucking racks?
Yeah.
And it's finished, right? But that's too hard. That's too hard to do.
I don't understand what makes them different. What's the thing? Why can't I just take one and bring it inside my house? Be like, well, someone left this on the curb.
Yeah.
Guess it's mine now.
Yeah, I'm going to go and put it in a steel cage.
Because it's not like a car. Because if you leave a car in public, the car is registered to you.
Yeah.
And you have rules that you have to abide by where you put the car. And that if you put the car in the wrong place, they fine you. But these things...
Yeah, you get a fine. You can just throw these things anywhere.
Into the Brisbane River.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that Lime scooters have more rights than me as a person.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
When did that happen? This country wasn't founded
by Lime
scooters.
I didn't vote for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy the Lime scooters. I am more important than a Lime scooter.
Picturing the popcorn robot riding itself home on the Lime scooter.
Oh, imagine hitting it with your car.
I'm hunting it with my car. I've got my Chevy Silverado. I don't care at this point.
No, you're smiling while Nimrod accidentally veers off the road and hits it because he's too busy scrolling Instagram while he's driving.
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. Me and my boys going out there bucket hunting. We're going to take out some buckets, dude.
I got Nimrod wasted. He doesn't drink. He doesn't drink alcohol. He only does Molly.
I cut out a little template of a silhouette of a popcorn robot, and I'm spray painting one on the side of my car. Every time I take one out,
I'm
coming
look,
for you.
All
buckets not welcome.
All I'm saying is that I think that the Steven Spielberg movie AI, Artificial Intelligence, was very prescient in the sense that in the future we will all have white dreadlocks and spend evenings hunting robots.
Yes, and like Brendan Gleeson, we will hold very tiny lapel microphones up to our mouths, like full-size microphones.
Yes.
He really nailed that one. He has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
This was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you so much
you.
For your financial support and for just your support generally. Every little compliment keeps us going, especially Theo.
You are literally a patron of the arts.
Yes. Thank you for patronizing us. If you want more of these episodes, you can't. This is the maximum. You have all the ones we're going to make. You would have to just be around us in our personal lives and hear us talking to each other to get more of this.
Yeah, I have another podcast if you just specifically want more.
Here we go. Here we go.
You maybe want a little bit more of me and frequent guest of the show, Jesse. I have another podcast called Savant Garde if you want to watch the show's Monk and The Good Doctor, or you don't have to watch them at all, but you
can. Don't watch them.
Don't watch them. It's probably better if you don't. If you want to have just more content of us, come on over.
Yeah, that's a great show. That's one of my, I must complete podcasts. Ooh. Got 100% every episode. Nothing left on the table.
That's fucked up.
It's a good podcast. I like
it. Thank you.
That's it. Stay safe. Remember to always stay strapped in case an unarmed man enters your house and you need to kill him.
Yes.
Stay strapped.
Yeah, that's what Blake Overstreet would tell you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.